Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to the Word from the Trenches on Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is...
These men, they're not...
It ain't that. That's right. It's Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 7th day of August, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 76 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 87 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and a beautiful summer day by all intents and purposes. Let's hope the we can't wait. I had no chemtrailing, man. No fires, no smoke. Shh, I guess I'm knock on wood. Anyways, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Donald Trump supports expanding background checks. And then it's got a semicolon. Then it says, no, quote, political appetite for assault weapons ban. And we're going to get into
that. But it ain't so.
I would, but it is so-so. It's so-so, I can't touch it with a powder puff, and we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Donald Trump supports expanding background checks. No political appetite for assault weapons ban. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion. I'm from the TrenchesWorldReport.com. And yesterday or the day before, he was talking about assault weapons bans. He stuck that toe in the water and he drew back a bloody fucking stub is what happened. And I mean, the whole push thing is, you know, it's coming to, you son of a bitch, just do it. Just fucking do it. That's what, you know, it's never going to happen. Unless you do it. But then if you do it, you're going to get fucking creamed and you fucking know it. It's really pathetic. Piss poor fucking job, think tanks. President Donald Trump spoke about gun control proposals on Wednesday. Your Second Amendment I will protect your Second Amendment. I will get rid of every one of them. I will sign DACA on day one. I'm your president. I'm President of the United States, not the president of Israel and the Kingdom of Zion. Mm-hmm. Gun control proposals on Wednesday as he left the White House to visit Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas, where two mass shootings occurred over the weekend. Two mass fucking whatever in the hell they were. I mean... you get the one in El Paso. They're talking about three guys. I mean, all these witnesses and stuff. How come that isn't on the mainstream propaganda machine? These are eyewitnesses from the fucking checkout counter where they came through. You know, the checkout counter is pretty close to the fucking door. Saw them come in and three people in black fucking clothes and shit and shot the fuck. Well, there was firing going on. I still ain't seen a drop of blood. I don't know what the hell happened there. Wasn't there. He said that although there appeared to be political momentum for expanding background checks, is that all you're looking for, you fucking communist son of a bitch and lying piece of shit? Is that all you're looking for? If there was political momentum for open gun confiscation, for sending the military, would you? Well, that's all you would need. Well, there's political momentum. I'll go ahead and do it. You two-faced fucking fort-ton lying son of a bitch. Momentum for background checks. There was little political effort to move forward on proposals to ban assault weapons. I bet you there was. How's that working out for you in the eastern states back there? How many clips you got? Magazines? How many magazines have you got? How many bump stocks have you got, you fucking communist piece of shit? I'm looking to the background checks. Are you really? And the background checks, that's registration. Registration precedes confiscation. But boy, it's quite a hell of a step to fucking say you're going to come and take fucking billion guns away from a fucking 40 million motherfuckers who ain't going to give them to you, huh? I'm looking to do background checks. Fuck you. You have no authority, you piece of shit. The ninth article to my people's Bill of Rights says you're just a fucking flunky fucking, you're a clerk. That's all the fuck you are, is a clerk. You have zero authority. You're committing, well, you can't, I don't know if you can commit treason. I mean, you can, yeah, I guess you're half fucking American. So you are committing treason, you piece of dog shit. I think background checks are important. Do you really, Donnie? Trump said, I don't want to put guns into the hands of mentally unstable people or people with rage or hate. I loved that part. I'm all in favor of it. With rage and hate, huh? What do you think, you know, in Lexington and Concord, do you think those people went out there with fucking and stuck flowers in the end of those British fucking muskets? Or did they go out there with rage and fucking hate for the cocksuckers that were trying to fucking subjugate them and take their fucking property and they shoot their fucking dirty asses down? Rage and hate are natural emotions. What the fuck you think you're doing here, Mr. 1984? Everybody's gonna walk around like a goddamn robot and fucking do as they're told by the corporate elite? Your small fucking group is fucking getting smaller every day, boy. Democrats currently have a universal background check bill passed in the House, demanding that Senate Majority Mitch McConnell bring the bill to the floor for a vote. Do it! Do all of it. Don't, what are you fucking around for? Come on, Australia, come on, go, all you gotta do is just come and get them. Can't be that big of a fucking effort to come take a billion guns away from 100 million fucking people who ain't gonna give them to you without a fight. You might get your fucking ass completely wiped out. You might get the whole international corporate mafia fucking wiped out from one end of this globe to the other, huh? We're not fucking Australians. We're not Britons and we're not fucking the French and we're nobody else. We're fucking Americans. You just don't come and take shit from us. Especially when we have unalienable rights under our own authority to have our fucking guns with zero infringement. You have already fucking broken the law to the point that you would be marched up those fucking stairs after your trial and hung until you are dead for treason, you piece of shit. White House advisors confirmed Tuesday the president has also spoken to Senator Joe Manchin, that fucker from West Virginia, that dirty son of a bitch and treasonous piece of shit that should have already been fucking tried and hung for his defiance of the people's will, of the people's law, the people's ratified fucking law, the only law in this goddamn nation. Pat Toomey about their proposed background checks legislation. But hey, man, if there was the momentum there, he'd go for everything down. He'd take your BB gun away from you. If there was just the momentum there, you know where the momentum is, you son of a bitch, and the rest of you fucking communists out there, don't you? You want to taste the momentum? And see, they got some new FBI thing where they're going to come around spying, you know, sending their spies into the public square. I wonder, the king did that too, the Tories, you know, they have their Tory spies in the fucking public square. They're fucking rats. You're hired fucking rats. You're fucking unlawfully hired rats, you piece of fucking dog shit. Trump said he had been speaking with members of both parties on the issue. I bet you have, because there is no both parties. There's one party. It's called fucking international communism, you international communist piece of shit. Noting that there was significant disagreement about what was needed legislatively to prevent mass shootings. You fuck with us, there will be the masses of mass shootings from one fucking edge of this continent to the fucking other, buddy. There will be oceans of fucking blood. And it will be, there will be fucking hate and fucking rage behind every fucking shot. You will not take our Bill of Rights away from us. You will cease fucking infringing upon it. It is you who have created the condition. So, I mean, we're a country with the fucking invaders here. There got to be 450 million fucking people here. More than 9 people got killed, or 39 people got killed, and then they didn't even mention the ones in Chicago because they get killed there every weekend like that. Do people understand how much 400 fucking million is? 9 people were shot and 17 injured. We're going to take everybody's gun. You really think so? More people get killed in a van out here on the fucking 97, a van full of fucking illegal Mexicans. Flip it. More of them are killed in one fucking day. How many people were fucking killed in car wrecks in that same fucking area that day? You want our fucking guns. You don't give a dog shit. You want us fucking dead. Pretend to, we're trying to protect you from getting hurt, you fucking suit-wearing fucking pencil neck nobody son of a bitches. You couldn't crack a fucking egg. So go ahead and give the orders to your foreign fucking troops and see what happens to your ass. You should have took a long time ago what you had and ran. You've gone way too fucking far. Trump said he had been speaking to members on both parties on the issue. That's right. It's up there sucking Chucky Schumer's ass as you're sucking Netanyahu. Netanyahu's sending his message in your other fucking ear telling you to get the guns away from those fucking Americans who have figured out who your fucking Jewish masters are. And we're not going to bow down to them. And they're not going to tax us. And they're not going to become, this isn't going to become the United States of fucking Israel. Give it up. Noting that there was significant disagreement about what was needed legislatively to prevent mass shootings. Mass fucking shootings. Yeah, I should have done the percentage. It'd be like 0.000000000001 of the fucking population. You're gonna come and take everybody's fucking gun. You think so? You're gonna make us do background checks. You are committing high fucking treason, charging us fucking to fucking exercise a right, even getting involved with our second article in any way. You had never the authority to do anything but enhance that freedom. To enhance it. You are in violation of our law. You are criminals. And we see you for the criminals you are, and we outnumber your fucking asses 10,000 to 1, and you fucking know it. Trump said he had been speaking with both members. The president said that you ain't the president of shit. You're the CEO of the International Corporate Mafia Branch, United States Corporation. That's it, buddy. And you are a fucking traitor to your people. You are a fucking goddamn criminal. in a conspiracy to deny the people the fucking rights that we fucking won through fucking blood, or that our forefathers won for us through blood. And all these phony fucking wars that you've had over there, they're protecting liberty and freedom. Killing the Arabs for their fucking oil. Right. But that goddamn law is going to be enforced. And what we hired you to do, we're going to do ourselves. And we're going to fucking try every fucking one of you, and you are going to the fucking gallows for what you have done to us. And you're giving all the fucking wealth back you have stolen from us. Get used to the fucking idea, because sooner or later, it has to give, and you fucking know it. The president said he had a lot of influence in the Republican Party and indicated that he would press them to follow through on the new legislation. So now you're pressing for gun control, you son of a bitch. Stand up there and, hey, you NRA idiots out there, you can send the motherfucker some more money so your boy Trump can protect your Second Amendment. Fucking retards. I will be convincing people to do things they don't want to do. Oh, really? Now, even the people that don't want to fucking be a part of this fucking treachery, you're going to be convincing them to do so. How are you going to show them pictures of them doing it with fucking poodles where they went on their Rhodes Scholarship fucking tour? Huh? I will convince them to do the right thing. The right, boy, that's the right thing, huh? You guys, do you people feel like you want to disarm with these motherfuckers? I mean, what they show you every fucking day? What they show you, that they have a standing army of fucking private mercenaries that are murdering your fucking people? Don't worry about the, fucking the false flags they fucking run, or the MK Ultra, or the MS-13, I mean, MK Ultra fucking people that they turn loose, or the goddamn Mossad crews that come into a fucking Walmart and open up. Don't worry about them. You better be worrying about that standing fucking corporate fucking enforcement mechanism that is unlawful. As unlawful as the corporation that fucking put it in place. Subject. Trump said there was no, quote, political appetite for an assault weapons ban. I bet you there ain't. Because if fucking you'd have to actually try to do it, wouldn't you? I mean, they want to do the red flag, all any little piecemeal thing where they think they can go in and take it. You ain't going to do it. There's too goddamn many of them. You ain't going to get shit. It's got to be a full-on fucking assault before you can even pretend that you're, well, maybe you do it like the border. You'll take 25 guns and claim, we got rid of all the guns. Yeah, horse shit. And that's what you are. You're just pure fucking stinking ass horse shit. You two-bit carnival barking piece of Masonic shit. So far, I have not seen that I can only do what I can. So far, I have not seen that I can only do what I can do, he said. Whatever. That's supposed to fucking mean. Beto, the faggot, I think he's the faggot one, O'Rourke says, I'm open to Australian-style mandatory confiscation of guns. Well, I hope you get elected, son of a bitch, with your 1% fucking approval rating, even though, I don't know what, I'm sorry I brought that up, people. They're phony fucking polls, this government run by fucking polls in violation of the fucking law. Is that what you're for, bitch? I've seen your fucking ass. You think you get, I'm 58 fucking years old. You think you'd come take my gun from me, you fucking punk? Huh? Oh no, but I can sign, I can write on a piece of paper. Oh really? You're gonna look funny with that fucking pencil hanging out of your ass, aren't you? Just before you drop through the fucking chute, you two-bit fucking traitor. You fucking lawless piece of shit. Anyway, this was from Post News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Nobody wants to take your guns. I love that fucker. Nobody wants to take your guns, but everybody. I mean, and it's just like, you know, everything before. This is all we want. Just this. No, none. There's over 1,000, like 1,046 fucking goddamn infringements just on the second article. Every fucking one of them, a fucking act of treason that we are tolerating. Nobody wants to take your guns. Oh my God. It's a line, liberal. And I don't want to hear about liberal. You just heard old Trumpy there saying if he had the momentum, he'd do it. Maybe he is a liberal. They're all international communists. That's for goddamn sure. But quit this fucking left-right fucking bullshit with me. They all shit through the same fucking hole and everybody fucking knows it. Nobody wants to take your guns, is a line liberal politicians have repeatedly used to assure the American people that the Second Amendment rights are safe. 1,040 some fucking goddamn infringements on, I don't think they're fucking safe. And nobody in this country does. That's why we're gunned up to the fucking max and we got plenty of fucking ammo. Because we understand exactly what you cocksuckers think you can do. Or think you want to try to do. But you ain't got the momentum, do you? But when push comes to shove, taking your guns appears to be exactly the pattern. No! They don't want to take our guns. How are we going to hunt and shoot targets, people, if they take our guns? It sure looks that way for Beto O'Rourke, at least. The Democratic presidential contender just admitted that forcing citizens to hand... you're going to force who? You're going to do what? What's your fucking mouth? What's that fucking slime running out of your fucking punk mouth? You're going to do what? Forcing citizens to hand over their legally purchased firearms. Oh, legally purchased, huh? You couldn't even go that fucking far. You were way over the fucking line in 1933, the first time you fucking infringed on it. There should have been, just like when they took the gold, it should have been. Should have wiped the motherfuckers out right then and there. It'd have been a whole lot easier then than it's going to be now. Now it's going to cost us 2 million fucking people to get the fucking job done. But it's going to get done. Every one of you son of bitches, you're going to get to stand up and you're going to get to read this, your own fucking statements in fucking court, in a common law court, in front of the people you thought you were going to disarm and enslave and take out to the ditch and put a fucking bullet in our head after you take everything we own. Forcing citizens to hand over their legally purchased firearms was absolutely in the cards if he makes it to the White House. Well, Mr. 1%, we all know you ain't going. I mean, fucking, it's the whole guy. Can you guys even, I don't know if you can pull off another election. I mean, you better get those goddamn illegals. You better get some green cards and voters and pamphlets in their fucking hands. Because any American national that fucking votes in this next fucking election, you're fucking ass, you are a goddamn traitor. You can be described as nothing less than a fucking lowlife fucking traitor, and you will be tried as a fucking traitor in a time of war, because this is a declaration of war upon our people, and you will be fucking found guilty by your actions as recorded, and you will fucking swing from a rope. On Monday, O'Rourke was interviewed on the liberal podcast, Pod Save America. Oh, aren't they just witty? Which was co-founded by Barack Obama speechwriter John Favreau, I guess. Considering the mass shooting in Texas and Ohio, the mass fucking goddamn false flag fucking bullshit, Mossad CIA fucking bullshit. That is meaningless. It didn't do you no fucking good. You're not going to get nowhere with it. In Texas and Ohio over the weekend that have dominated the news, it's only natural that gun control questions came up. Oh, do you think so? You can fucking question one another all you want in private. But you come up and you tried to fucking attack our second article, our ratified fucking law. We will fucking defend our law. We will enforce our fucking law on you goddamn dirty fucking treasonous pieces of fucking corporate shit. Favreau brought up Australia's mandatory gun buyback program, which was implemented in the 1990s after a mass shooting in a tourist town at Port Arthur. Oh, Sandy Hook. What was Sandy Hook over there too? Oh, what a coincidence. We're not fucking Australians. Let's not sugarcoat it. Oh, here's the tough guy. I think he's a queer. I don't know. If he ain't, he's a child molester, because there's only two the kind that run for fucking president. Let's see here. Let's not sugarcoat it. This was confiscation with firearms being collected for destruction by the government and criminal penalties imposed for any citizen who refused to comply. Well, those people didn't have the fucking Bill of Rights ratified fucking law written by them and enforced by them, did they? They still should have stood and not let them handed their fucking only way to defend themselves from tyranny over to the fucking tyrants. Yes, and I'm open to them right now as a candidate, O'Rourke said, according to The Blaze. You fucking punk. It absolutely has to be part of the conversation. And that's what I've been hearing. You know, it was all that, oh, well, they're going to do it. Assault weapons and clips and everything. We got to keep the conversation going. There is no conversation, motherfucker. It says shall not be infringed, period. That is the ratified law of this fucking country put in place by the authority in this country. We, the people. And we will fucking enforce it. You've already pissed all over it. We're not happy campers out here. That's why you ain't got no momentum to fucking confiscate our fucking assault weapons, motherfucker. The answer should be a giant red flag to anyone who still holds any illusion that Democrats respect the private ownership of fucking Democrats. Why? These people, I want to fucking spit right in their fucking faces. Democrats. And Republicans, there is none. It was all a fucking hoax and you fell for it. There's just a tiny handful of you that left that are that fucking retarded. Everybody else is looking at you like the fucking stupid son of a bitch and dead-headed, mush-minded motherfuckers you are. You're dumber than dirt. To buy into it a little bit. But this, like I said yesterday, this is all just to keep, this isn't to fucking... to change people like you and I, or to fucking try to impress upon us that they're gonna fucking get us. This is for the fucking cowardly son of a bitches that, well, I guess it is. It is. They are communists and they're wanting to take our guns. I think, I don't want to say anything though. I'll stay off the net. I'll go hide. I'll go find a hole and fucking dig in myself down and I'll hide is what I'll do. That's what you Democrats are and that's what fucking Republicans are. Respect the private ownership of firearms as enshrined in the Second Amendment. Not only did Australia's gun control measure endorsed by O'Rourke seize semi-automatic rifles, it also required citizens to turn in common shotguns used for hunting and self-defense. I don't give a shit what the fuck it's used for. Every implement, terrible implement of the soldier, is the birthright of a fucking American, according to the people that fucking wrote that ratified fucking law that you're in violation of, you dirty treasonous piece of dog shit. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:36 Pacific Time, and that was JB and the Moonshine Band with a shotgun and a rifle and a 45. And goddamn, you don't even know how many, you sons of bitches. But O'Rourke, we were talking about this fucking faggot thing. Again, look at these sons of a bitches. Look at these, the ones that step up to the fucking camera and tell you they're going to take your fucking guns from you. These dirty, filthy fucking treasonous pieces of dog shit. What you got coming to you, son of a bitch, is a trial and a rope.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
And when they go to hiding, I got a shit detector.
I can't hardly hear you, bro. You're real low.
Oh, I know. I need a new phone. This is really bad. Can you hear me better now?
Yes, I can.
I'll get one soon. I said I got a shit detector. So we can find them when they go to hiding. And I got a dog that likes to do that kind of stuff too. So we're good to go.
I'm sure they'll leave a trail right to the spider hole.
All right, we got clothespins too.
You bet. We're gonna need them.
All right, I'll get off here.
You take care of yourself, brother. We were down here. O'Rourke was referring to the National Firearms Agreement passed in Australia in 1996. This ain't fucking Australia. Australia doesn't have the fucking Bill of Rights as the ratified absolute fucking law of the people, the authority of the fucking people that cannot be changed. Article 9 makes it very fucking clear. It can never be touched. It can never be changed. And the second article makes it very clear that the second article can never be fucking infringed upon any. To fucking do so is an act of fucking treason against the people and the people's authority. That's why they had to remove the common law courts first, people, before they started down this fucking road. I mean, this is, I mean, the thing to do, I mean, we would be out there just fucking trying them and hanging them. But this brought it to, I mean, that's why that second article was put in there. In case they tried some shit like this. Those fucking guns weren't made for hunting and they weren't made for fucking target shooting. They didn't tell you to have your fucking guns for that. It was for when a fucking, like a dirty son of a bitch and lawless fucking corporation is created and removes your fucking republic and attempts to remove your fucking unalienable rights born into you as individuals. 1996, the law banned the possession of shotguns and semi-automatic rifles in all but exceptional circumstances, in quotation marks. Now that is open subject matter. Say, what's exceptional circumstances? Well, if you're one of the elite, if you're one of the communists, you can have a fucking gun. See, that's the kind of wars that communists like to fight, where the other people are armed with a fucking spoon while they're armed with a fucking semi-automatic fucking rifle. You see what I mean? With a fucking 100-round drum on it. Then they're fucking real brave. Other than that, they're slithering fucking snakes, slithering under fucking rocks and under logs and shit and hiding in the fucking shadows, trying to get it to the point to where they, see, once everybody's disarmed, then they could play checkist. Because nobody has, I mean, Stolen Easton said it. God damn, if the people would have just attacked them with their hands, they'd have whipped them. They know that they cannot have their new world order as long as that Bill of Rights stands. And we're the people that are going to stay there and make sure that son of a bitch stands. We're going to dig our fucking heels in, and once we get the momentum, we're going to plow these motherfuckers underground. And Mark was talking about it this morning, and, you know, he's saying, let's just try it again. No, they're not going to try it again, Mark. When we get through with this shit, I guarantee motherfucking to you, they're not going to try it again. We'll keep that fucking Constitution, the original Constitution, but every clause in it will be subject to the people's authority under the Bill of Rights to prosecute at any time in the common law courts, which will be the only jurisdiction recognized on the land known as the little United Big S States of these Americas. And the penalty for fucking violation of that Bill of Rights will be death. No, they won't try it again. They wouldn't have tried it the first time, only the penalties weren't there. There, like I said, that's the only thing I've ever held against the men who went out and fought and gave us this freedom, is that they didn't go to Philadelphia and finish it. This time it's going to be fucking finished on a fucking world scale, because the son of a bitches that have been running it from behind the scenes overseas, I don't give a fuck where they're at. They're going to be told, hand them over or eat a fucking nuke. Make your fucking choice and make it quick. Because we intend to hang them in our public squares to make sure that it never fucking happens again. That another generation, or I mean, it's been a couple of generations now that have had to give up their, I mean, just not been able to live free. Since 1869, we have, on their books, in their corporation, we have been fucking nothing but property. Subjects. That's what we fought the King of England, so that we, because we would not be subjects. What belongs to us belongs to us. And we self-govern under our common law. And you stay the fuck so far away. The government comes fucking whittling over in the common law anyway. They get hung. That's what happens. That's what it's going to read next time. And it's going to be corrected. Nobody's going to say, we can't have a con-con. You watch. There'll be a con-con because the people who take this country back will be sitting there with their fucking guns. And it's going to go down exactly like we fucking say it is. And after every clause in that fucking, in that Constitution, the fucking statement will be there. Subject to the people's authority under the Bill of Rights for the little United Big S States of these Americas. Any American national can bring any government official into the common law and prosecute them for fucking treason, for any violations whatsoever, for any infringements whatsoever of the Bill of Rights. And then the first one, when they start building their first little clique to contest it, we'll fucking hang them all right there on the spot and let their fucking bones rot. And they'll get it through their goddamn heads. Once you get rid of these international motherfuckers, it won't be such a big problem after all anyway. They're the ones that sent the fucking agents. It was their agents in the first place that were running the colonies and ended up getting the goddamn charters fucking surrendered to them that the people fucking took with our blood. And then you think you're going to put us beneath your fucking feet when you ain't good enough. You ain't as good as the fucking toe jam between my toes, you piece of shit. Mr. O'Rourke, under the law, self-defense was not a valid legal reason to own a gun. Under the law? Really? Fuck you, Australia. You guys were a bunch of pussies that let them take your fucking guns. We're not pussies. We're not letting them take our guns. We're going to wipe their fucking asses out is what's going to happen. And all guns owners had to obtain government license, government permission. Well, we're doing that. I see it. That's what I mean. That's happening here. That's one of the fucking 1,046 fucking infringements already on our fucking Bill of Rights. I mean, there's so many on the whole Bill of Rights. I mean, just on the second article. That's an infringement. We don't get permission from our fucking servants to exercise our rights. That's what you're going to fucking learn the hard way. The outlet noted, the background program, the buyback program in Australia resulted in more than 700,000 weapons being surrendered in 1996 and 1997. Fuck, they've been selling more than that in a fucking month here for fucking about 10 fucking years. Not to mention all that was already here and all that was here that nobody knew about. There is also much debate about whether the country's gun confiscation had much impact on crime. Don't really give a fuck. It is irrelevant to us. Let's see what. I got time to finish more of this. Let's see what else I got here. Oh, yeah. Okay. Go ahead and hit this one. Panic erupts in Times Square when motorcycle backfire causes false alarm. And I've seen a lot of comments on this. You see, the people are just scared. Yeah, because those are conditioned fucking city fucking dwellers. They'll wipe them son of a bitches out because they're not ready. They're not ready for the fucking fight. It's when you come out, you think you're going to come out of those goddamn cities and you're going to come out here and fuck with the fucking real Americans. We real Americans, I hear a fucking something backfire, I don't fucking flinch. I hear guns go off all the time around here, I don't fucking flinch. Not everybody's a fucking coward in this goddamn country. I'm sure you could get a fucking going down in Times Square with the fucking communists packed in the fucking Times Square and to have somebody pop a motorcycle and make it fucking backfire. Everybody would fucking run like the chicken shits they are. You know what? They wouldn't have to run if they had a fucking gun on them, wouldn't they? Would they? They could run towards where that pop came from instead of away from it. But they've allowed themselves to be completely disarmed. No wonder they're so fucking scared. That's what they want this whole country to be. Hey, that's what they want you and me to be. We hear a pop, we just run. What the hell else are we going to do? We don't have a gun. We can't fight. But we do have guns. We got lots of fucking guns. This was from ABC News. It was sent in by Angel for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Thousands of people who were crowded into a packed Times Square fled in panic late Tuesday. After a motorcycle backfired and caused fears over a possible active shooter. The response came just days after two mass shootings in Texas and Ohio killed 31 people. Whatever you fucking say. I mean, again, this is just for the consumption of the fucking, that 18%. I guarantee you every one of them standing down that fucking square was a fucking voter. Okay, they don't have a fucking clue even what planet they're on, let alone who they are or what their fucking rights are or what that good old communism is going to bring them. Because your only choice is communism or capitalism, don't you? The two C things. You want to bet? We got the ultimate third choice. It's called freedom and liberty. And we were already guaranteed it to ourselves, but because we wrote the law and we fucking ratified it, and we are the fucking authority. Not this fucking chicken shit fucking corporation. This fucking lawless criminal corporation who is adjoined with the international corporate mafia. God, I know you'd love to have our guns. God, if you just, man, you think of how they fucking treat us people. How would they treat you if you didn't have the fucking guns? But again, like I said, they painted themselves in a corner. Something has to give. You're just running your fucking punk mouths otherwise, and they know it. You think this broadcast isn't listened to by all their fucking agencies? And they didn't, I mean, Trump may even have it brought to him every day and just sit there and fucking seethe. Because it's some dumb motherfucking hillbilly in fucking Oregon fucking, he knows about the Bill of Rights. Why, you would think that, you know, being as we're talking about a violation of one of our basic fucking freedoms and liberties that we guaranteed ourselves through fucking law is on the fucking agenda here. And if you're going to see, they don't want to talk about it because they're not supposed to be talking about it. But wouldn't somebody just sit up there and just read the son of a bitch and says, shall not be infringed, period? How could you ever? Isn't that the law? Wasn't that ratified in 1791? Well, yeah, it was.
You're the only one.
Huh?
You're the only one I ever heard talk about it.
And that's the damn bullshit. Why? Because they know that if everybody understood it, like the people that are, you know, in the trenches, and we're not, it's not no small fucking thing, people. People across this country, just through this fucking one medium, they understand. To the point, I mean, why do you think they're buying all those guns because they're going to go join the militia or something? They're not stupid. I was talking to somebody just the other day, working their ass off 7 days a week. And everybody around him, he says, fucking all of us, he says, we hate it. We hate what they're doing. But like I said, you're not going to have no big fucking movement. Like, they know that. That's why it was set up this way. That's why the Jews took control of all of the fucking media. That's why they're trying to completely shut down the internet. So we can't talk to one another. It's just like the political correctness, man. Boy, was it when I first started doing this. Oh, man, people were afraid to even come on and comment on the site. I'm just sitting there fucking talking like I always talk to everybody. And there's like, you're going to get killed. And well, I may get fucking killed, but I will not have my first article right to say what I fucking is on my goddamn mind. And I will not have nobody tell me that I cannot defend my fucking Bill of Rights with my voice or with my fucking gun, whichever is necessary. They'll have to do it. They ain't just going to scare me. And that's becoming the prevailing attitude in this whole country, man. People aren't happy. I mean, the goddamn filthy fucking rich that just got $3.2 trillion after they stole $22 trillion from us, from their boy that they put in office, they're happy. But they are such a small fucking handful, it ain't worth mentioning. They're the suits. And they're going to fucking answer up for every fucking dirty deed done. They have tormented and they have made miserable generations of fucking people. The fucking hate for them out here. He talks about hate and fucking, I can't remember what the other word was. Hate and anger. Oh, you think you're hate and anger? Every motherfucking swinging dick out here with a fucking rifle has got a goddamn hate and anger for you, you dirty thieving motherfucker. You have fucking fucked our lives for us. It's a goddamn winning the lottery to get to live. It's to get to live a life and then have some motherfuckers like you. And you're fucking the fucking Zionist fucking masters that you bow to think that you're going to fucking just take every fucking thing and fucking make us dirt beneath your fucking feet. Well, one of the things that's going to happen is some of you are going to get skinned alive so we can see if we can figure out what makes you so goddamn special. Other than your ability to fucking lie, cheat, steal, commit fucking treason without a thought. You consciencelessness. You have no conscience. That's what's missing in you. That's that empty spot you can't fill with that mountain of fucking gold. That's why you gotta rape little children and shit to try to get a fucking thrill, to get any kind of feeling in your fucking dark fucking heart. We know you. We know the enemy. We know what you are. We know what you intend. And you ain't getting it. What you're gonna get is a fucking what you deserve. Long last. Like I said, this is gonna be the second time. And then the world's watching. The world is fucking watching. The rest of the fucking corporate mafia out there that are proposing as governments. I mean, that's just, it's like communism or fucking fascism, just names. It's government is mafia. Understand? That is a group of motherfuckers getting together to fucking milk you so that they can live fucking large and fat off of your fucking sweat. Why you go fucking hungry working your ass off so that for their fucking luxury. And finally it reaches the point till that won't satisfy them. And then they want to fucking do sick shit and rape and kill little babies and shit. But they've always done that. We know it's true. And you know it's true in your fucking heart. The crossroads of the world was packed with tourists and revelers at about 10 p.m. on a warm night in New York City when a few passing motorcycles backfired and people thought they were hearing gunfire. Oh my gosh, they've got everybody. You got the people that don't matter panic, for goddamn sure. I'm sure that all these people who voted in that last election are saying, I can't vote. I can't do that. I can't go back to this because I'd be back. And am I going to back the guy who lied to me, who said he was going to get rid of every one of them? He said was going to sign DACA on day one, who said he would stand firmly for my Second Amendment right. And now he's looking for momentum to take my fucking guns away from me. I can't vote. I have rights here somewhere. I know I do. I must have rights. I have heard I've had rights. What is that Second Amendment thing as part of something? What is it? That bill of something. I can see them now. Yeah, they're all shit in their fucking pants. All them people in that square were shit in their fucking pants. But they're the only ones, and they're a tiny little minority.
But those MAGA hat wearers, they think that's not going to apply to them.
I don't see a lot of those MAGA hats no more.
Well, yeah, but the Trump people, they still say, oh, yeah, he's not going to take my guns. He's going to take the other people's. So.
Well, like I said, there just ain't that many of them. The whole bunch of them fucking, the communists and the people still retarded enough to fucking vote their straw man corporation. They're such a PETA, small amount.
It's 90% of my stupid county.
Well, then you live in one of the stupidest counties in the fucking world, because where I'm here, the hills are alive with the sound of prepping. See, you're in a city, aren't you?
I can't believe all the Trump signs and everybody. It's stupid here.
You're in a population center. You're in a city. Yes?
Brazoria County. I mean, it's south of Houston, but.
Well, I mean, as you people, I mean, was it like a city?
No. I mean, we all shoot guns out here. It's kind of like what you're describing. I mean, it's a bunch of drug heads out here, but tweakers.
Well, I ain't got much use for them either. They ain't going to be no good in the war. But
but
you got to remember, Charlie, that there is 100 million fucking people that aren't that fucking way, that are not that way. There are 40 million, I tell you right now, there are 40 fucking million men still left in this country who are chomping at the fucking bit to rip this shit apart so they can have their fucking lives back. And I don't give a shit how many, like these Trumpy guys talking about, I'll wade into them, I'll fucking whip them 5-1. They're nothing.
I mean, they just think they think they're elitist and that, you know, oh yeah, he's protecting me. You know, he's not talking about my gun.
Well, does it matter? I mean, it doesn't matter a bit to me. What are they going to do? They're just going to lay down. Let them lay down. When we get done with whipping the fucking ass here, we'll throw their ass out of here. Or if they've been fucking going along with it, participating in the treason, we'll fucking hang them.
Yeah.
That's what I tell. I'll tell anybody. I've told people right to their goddamn face. I will fucking try you and hang you for treason. If you're too fucking stupid to read the Bill of Rights and know what it fucking says, I'll hang you.
I got one brother, and he's the worst one. I can't do nothing.
Well. Like I said, it's not going to be a pretty thing. All of us have, you know, it's going to be family members. But I'll tell you what, you're a fucking communist and you're against me. But this is about freedom and liberty. This is about being a slave or being a fucking a goddamn free man. And you go against me on this, you're not my fucking brother. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck what blood you carry in you. I'll watch it come out of you. And there ain't that many of them as you think there is, because there's only in the whole voting thing. There is. I guarantee you there might be 18% left. Maybe 18% of 300 million looks like a lot of people. It would look like, you think about it, Charlie, 18% of 340 million. What would that look like? That's millions of people. And with the cameras on them, I mean, boy, that looks like then they'd come up on the thing and every one of their polls says, polled registered voters. And there ain't that goddamn many of them, dude, compared to the rest of us.
My brother is just, you know, part of the system. He sold his house and he's got $1 million cash in the bank. I mean,
Well, it ain't going to do him no goddamn good when the hanging time comes, is it?
No, I'm just, you know, like you said before, the people that, you know, have a vested interest in the...
Yeah, they've been the problem. They have been the problem, and they will have to answer up for the treason they've committed against the rest of us. And it ain't going to be, I mean, goddamn, I mean, to have to take out, you know, to go have to and take a fucking family member into a fucking common law court, accuse them of treason, and you know they did it. And to convict them of treason and fucking hang them, that's not a freaking pretty thing. It's nothing that America's ever wanted to do. But if you can't get past stupidity, I'm not going to live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't have a truck newer than 1990. I like the old, you know, no computer, but he buys a new truck every year. And
They never worked.
It's not, you know, he's got to get rid of it after a year because the thing starts acting up.
Well, you anyway. Know, you come to your brother and you say, brother, here's the fucking facts. And you know that that's the truth. You know it's the facts. You know it's, this is, you say, this is ratified law. This is what it is. You are in defiance of it. You are committing treason against your own people. Now, I'm telling you this because when this is all over, there are going to be trials. And everybody that went along with this fucking horse shit, we can't have them. They're dangerous to us because they went along with it the first time. Not to mention, even if the international communists were to conquer America, who do you think the first ones are going to kill are? after the fight. They're going to kill these assholes. Why? Because they betrayed their own people. They know that they can't be trusted. That if somebody comes along with a better offer, if they think they can get an advantage by fucking breaking their laws, they're going to do it. So we just have to accept that. We have to accept that fucking there'll be family members that are going to have to fucking swing. If you can read this as easy as I can, and you know, you can read what it fucking says, and that's what it fucking says, and that is the law. It is ratified fucking law. Your country has been usurped. You can show your brother that this country is a fucking corporation, an illegal corporation, because it could never be because of the Ninth Article. It could never be. The 14th Amendment could never be. I'm not a subject. I'm a free man. You're a free man. And you can explain it to them. And that's you owe them to explain it to them. And you owe them to tell them that you are committing treason. And their people are going to fight. When they try to take these fucking guns, the people are going to fucking fight. And the people are going to kick the fucking shit out of their fucking opponent because they outnumber them so grossly. We're the largest army on planet Earth that's ever existed. And we're going to clean their fucking clock.
Like half the people in my neighborhood are convicted felons, so they don't care about that. They already lost it.
Well,
I know that it's pretty bleak here. I don't know.
Well, I feel for you, but I mean that's one certain place. I know Texas. I mean, goddamn, what you know, growing up, what you heard about what Texas is supposed to be, the long, tall Texan with the 10-gallon hat and, you know, the Texans, you know, the reputations they had, you know, for being a fighting fucking people, fucking actually winning their own independence from Mexico. But they ain't the same people, are they?
It didn't work at Killeen or Waco this last one in El Paso.
Yeah, that's because it was being run in the interest of fucking industry. We're at the point now to where we fight for our fucking simple rights, just our rights. Fuck money. Money ain't got nothing to do with it. What is money if you're a fucking slave? I won't be a fucking slave. It's where our forefathers were, where our true founders were in 1775. Either we're going to let that fucking king come in here and take our fucking guns, subjugate us, and take all our property, or we're going to fucking shoot his ass out of here, period.
That's another big difference. He's got all this money because he likes to pay taxes, but I don't. I'll lose $1,000 before I give the government 1 cent. You know, it's my goal is to not give the government nothing. I'd rather starve to death where I give them 1 cent.
See, and that's how everybody should fucking be. If everybody had this, but see, that was the problem because 3% fought the fucking, the uprising that was hijacked. 3%. That left all those other fucking people who didn't bleed for it. They just got the freedom handed to them on the blood of somebody else. And so it was pretty easy for them to hand it away because it's something that they didn't have a vested interest in. This time around, anybody who is not for us, by God, is going to be considered against us. And when it's all over, we're going back, we're looking at the voting record, we're looking at all this shit. We're going to look and see who was fucking a part of it. Because it has to be cleaned out completely. Or it will fucking come back again. And that constitution, if you want to keep it, it's got to be corrected. It's got to be corrected to reflect in every fucking clause in it, conditional to the fucking authority of the people. And when that charter is surrendered over, it's not going to be surrendered over to some government that forms itself up in the middle of the fucking battle or after the battle starts. It will be surrendered over to the individual free sovereign nationals at all for the little united, big ass states of America. That means it belongs to every fucking one of us without question. And then we'll be holding the charter, and then we'll be seeing who owns what.
Bill of Rights, it was attached to the bottom of the Constitution, is what you said, but you want it on every line in addition.
It will be. The Ninth Article covered it. The Ninth Article said that they could never make an authority in the Constitution that violated the fucking Bill of Rights. But it's going to be right there on every clause. And so it's going to be right there in their fucking face. When they go to do it, they will have broken the law, and the people will know, if anybody tries to resist, because I'm coming for you, then we all better go. You grab your fucking guns. Let's go get straightened out, because we understand where it leads. And we don't want it to get so huge that a couple million of us have to fucking die just getting it started to get the goddamn thing going again and go through what we had to go through to get our fucking rights back. This time we will fucking put the proper measures in place to make sure this don't happen again. And it's going to be understood that the people own this fucking country. No foreigner is going to own shit in this fucking country. The wealth will belong to the fucking people. Anyways, we're way over the top of the hour. And we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, like I said, yeah, there's a lot of shit. I mean, they're going to keep the cameras. They're not going to televise the fucking victories of the fucking Patriots. They're not even a small victory are they going to televise. They're going to televise like this here. It just happened, you know, they had the cameras. Boy, man, the footage was so clear. Those fucking people just running because they heard a pop. They want to, because that's the way it is all the way across. You guys might as well not resist. See how everybody's running? You might as well just give them your gun. No, it ain't. No more than we're all walking around with our fucking pants hanging around our legs. There's fucking men out here, and you fucking know it. The baddest motherfuckers on this planet, and you fucking know it. And you're going to have to fucking face us, and we're going to fucking wipe your ass out, and that is the word from the trenches.